If you have young kids in the car, turn down the radio because we're going to talk about songs you didn't know were dirty until you were older. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, what song did you not know was dirty until you got older?
Hey, the song Shoop.
Oh,
Shoop by
yes.
TLC?
Isn't it?
No, TLC.
It's Salt and Pepper,
right?
I don't remember,
right?
But I do know that we sang it
by
the
TLC.
Big screen karaoke.
Isn't Shoop by Salt and Pepper?
No, by TLC.
Okay, well, what part of it is dirty?
So we have karaoke Christmas at my house in my suite. Aunt Sue's there, and I never really knew to the song.
Mm-hmm.
But just say, if you look them up, you'll understand why it was so embarrassing.
Okay. All right. What was your name?
I'm Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
I wonder if maybe it was the lick 'em like a lollipop should be licked. Maybe it was that line that did it for you.
By TLC.
Stop it.
It's Salt and Pepper, right?
It is.
You can look them up.
Yeah, we knew Salt and Pepper.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, it is.
How could I be wrong about this? I'm not usually wrong about this.
I don't know.
Yeah, good thing
about
Salt and
Pepper, too, I think.
If your brain's broken, it's broken, okay? All right, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Let's go to Michael. Michael, what song did you not realize was dirty until you got older?
Had to be Stroking, man.
Stroking?
I used to sing it all the time when I was a kid.
What did you think it was about?
I had no idea, but I was in, you know, it was one of those songs back in the day. Everybody sang it. It was on the radio all the time. And then you realize when you get into your 20s, it's like, okay.
Got it.
Exactly right. Michael, great call. Thank you. What song or songs you didn't know were dirty until you were older? Matt, what about you?
Mine is You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Oh,
okay.
Is it? Interesting. That's the original version, though.
There's, mm-hmm.
What's it about? Having sexy time?
Yeah.
I had never thought of it that way mm-hmm. until now.
I thought they were just shaking the other person. For something.
That's what I thought when I was younger.
Like, wake up!
And then a friend of mine was like, nah, man, that was a perfect song to lose your virginity to. And I'm like, really?
Whoa!
And then I listened to it, and I'm like, he's right. That was good.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Some of those 80s, is that 80s? 70s, 80s? Probably
70s. 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's right there. 80s.
It's like 80s. That Come On, Feel the Noise.
Oh, yeah,
The way they even spell it, you're like, what?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing music bingo, and I was like, why is it spelled like that?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I was like, oof. All right.
And it comes on your dash like that, too.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's great. Jason Goodman, what about you?
Well, years ago, CeeLo Green came out with a song that said, Forget You, and I didn't realize every time forget was not forget. It was F you.
Oh, yeah.
Another F word.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And we have the unedited version. Here it is. No, just kidding.
Every time he says,
F you.
Yep, every time.
There's like four right there.
Yep. The whole song.
Yeah. And again, at Music Bingo one night, when I was first starting, I was playing it, and one of my friends was talking to me. And I was like, I'm like, did they just say the F word? And it was like, kids were there.
Yeah.
Like, F you. I'm like, no.
It had the E beside it.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing because it's the entire time. And it's actually quite annoying. I just like the other, because it's like over and over.
It's too much.
It's almost, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like it's forced. And I just thought that he was forgetting about the other person.
Yeah, he had dementia.
Yeah, you were thinking of dirty in just like a foul way, because I wasn't thinking.
That's true.
I don't know why when I said dirty, I was just thinking like sexual.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. But yeah, well, no, you're right. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's a dirty version. Yeah.
No, I mean, mm-hmm. Exactly. I'll do mine.
Okay.
A song I didn't realize was dirty. I was probably in middle school or high school maybe.
I think so.
Probably high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. You know, I think Aladdin had come out a couple of years before, and then Christina Aguilera was blowing up, and it was Genie in a Bottle. I'm like, oh.
Is that dirty?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, for years and years and years, then one day I heard it, I'm like, oh, because you got to rub a Genie bottle to get the Genie out. Everyone knows that, so that's what I thought. You know,
oh,
it's like,
my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, and then here's some of the lyrics. you want to be with me, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You got to rub me the right way. You want to be with me, I can make your wish come true. You got to make a big impression.
Oh
yeah. You got to like what you do.
Interesting. And that she was so young when that came out.
Well, yeah.
The music's banging. The lights go down low. And then she goes, hormones racing at the speed of light. But that don't mean it's got to be tonight. Oh, now she's teasing. Ooh, we got to rub her the right way.
It's just catchy. That's why we allow
it. I know.
It. Yeah, I don't pay attention to a lot of the words. And even if I know the words, I don't really think about the meaning. And now I'm slightly turned on by that song. I want to hear it, and I'm going to download it.
For this topic, even the most blatantly sexual songs could fool Jason.
I think it's true.
That is true. I didn't even know WAP was there.
This is so catchy.
Katie has one that we want to do for Frankie Valli, that old singer that you like.
Mm.
The male version called Dop.
He won't like it.
But Dry A in his unit downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Katie.
Okay. I should have known that this song was dirty when I started singing it back in the day, but I didn't because, again, it was catchy. But every single person should have known based on the first, like, what, four words?
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
I didn't know that was in the song.
In Lord, that the is beginning
not
of
the
song.
Edited version that's eliminated in the regular version.
Okay, we're not doing the regular ones.
We have been.
Yeah, we have. Okay, your other ones. Don't crap on
my
song.
My gosh, it's limited. It's edited.
We should have known. We should have known
should've
that
known.
This was dirty.
That was like, when you, yeah.
Next too close.
Oh, you're right, though.
Yes.
You explained this before.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, excited. Woo.
Yeah, it's a fun night, right?
Yeah. I thought she was like, right. Yeah. What did he say? A little what?
Feel a poke coming through. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You can R&B anything.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, no, let's take it slow. Don't get too close to dancing. I don't want it to be sexual. That's what I thought she
okay.
was.
Okay. Just listen to it now and think to yourself, here are two people grinding on each other and there's a poke coming through.
Yeah. No, I can't deny it, but I know you can tell I'm excited.
Oh, girl. Know that.
Now, girl, I know you felt it. You felt it. Ooh, you know I
can't help. Wow.
Wouldn't want little poke.
And I think another part of the song is that you're making it hard for me.
Yes. I mean, the whole song is just filthy.
It's about him having a boner while dancing.
And she feels it in her back. And at one point, she's like, you're dancing too close to me. And he literally like is defending himself. And he goes, I know you felt it.
Yeah, you felt it.
I know you felt it.
This is what you did to me.
I know. You know I'm excited.
You might call it little, but you know you felt it.
I thought he felt it emotionally.
Yeah.
I know. Physically, straight her back.
Wow.
I don't think I realized that till Kate pointed it out last year.
I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But we sing and dance to it, so
Absolutely. I
accept it.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
A little clue at the beginning.
You know what it is? That part is not in the song, so it doesn't alert you. So it just doesn't say it. And then when he says all the other words, you have to really figure it out.
That's the very beginning of the song.
But not the editing.
Not on radio.
It doesn't alert you to that.
Right.
So you
really
have to really figure it out.
You'd have to buy the CD at the time.
And we didn't. We were just singing and dancing along.
And even with it on there, you're like, you didn't think.
It was great.